A sticky-fingered filcher. A Sherlock, Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego crossover fic. Written by Take the Sky 87. Read by Black Glass.
1, 2, 3, yeah!
Well, she sneaks about the world, yeah, to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher, bumbling down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most to China. Tell me where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego.
John blinks. Sorry, she stole what? Natasha sends a wry glance at John, before returning her eyes to the man seated across from her. The latter's palms are pressed together beneath his chin, a smug look crawling up the corners of his mouth. I believe you're familiar with Carmen Sandiego's work, Mr. Holmes, Natasha continues, ignoring the interruption. Your brother tells me you had a hand in that incident with the missing keys to the Tower of London a few years back. Sherlock rolls his eyes. The handiwork of one of her asinine thugs. Went by the name Vic the Slick, if I recall. He bends forward, head cocked to the side. You have every S.H.I.E.L.D. resource available to you, Miss Romanoff. Why come to me? S.H.I.E.L.D. collapsed, Sherlock, John says. It doesn't exist anymore. Sherlock grins, Cheshire-like. Natasha stills, as his eyes flicker across her face. So I've heard. Tell me, John. He springs to his feet, gliding past them both to the kitchen. Did you notice the bug in our copy of the Times this morning? Damn, Natasha thinks. Crossing her legs, she smooths her features into an innocent smile, and says nothing. John twists in his chair to frown at Sherlock. What do you mean, a bug? He stands too, raising his eyebrows at Natasha, before descending upon the stack of newspapers splayed across the coffee table behind her. She swings an elbow over the chair back, and watches, feigning amusement.
Page 7,
Sherlock calls from the kitchen. The clink of glass against glass follows in the wake of his voice.
I wouldn't have noticed, if not for the one I also found on this.
He emerges from the kitchen with a beaker in hand, tapping a finger against the bottom of the glass. John drifts back to his chair, running his thumb over what Natasha knows is a thin, clear circle of plastic, adhered to the edge of page 7 of the Times.
Jesus, John says under his breath.
He glances up as Sherlock returns to his seat.
This is a bug.
Sherlock nods. Cutting-edge technology, the likes of which I would only expect from S.H.I.E.L.D. May I ask, Miss Romanoff, will we find more of these around the flat? Perhaps the next time I reorganize the bookshelves? She purses her lips, meeting Sherlock's piercing look. I'm only here to offer a job. Yes, on behalf of S.H.I.E.L.D. We do agree on that point, don't we? Just to be clear. His gaze slides toward her temple. Earpiece in your right ear. You went radio silent when you entered the flat, knowing that I would be able to tell if you were listening to someone else during our conversation. A nod to the window. Two black cars that have been parked on the street since an hour before you arrived. Not Mycrofts. Wrong model, wrong plates. Clearly attached to you, then. But last I checked, the Black Widow doesn't travel with a caravan of unmarked sedans. Not when she's working alone, anyway. He settles back into the chair, arms draped over the sides. The beaker dangles from one hand. I'll ask again, Miss Romanoff. Obviously, S.H.I.E.L.D. is still active. You have their greatest resources at your disposal. So why do you need me? Natasha closes her eyes. Sighing, she stands, reaching into her pocket. They did tell me you were good. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. No, you shouldn't. She ignores that, tapping absently on her phone. You may be familiar with Sandiego's work, but you haven't met her. She is the slipperiest criminal I have ever encountered. Dozens of crimes attributed to her name, Yet those goons of hers are always the ones who take the flak. Never her. Natasha shakes her head, smiling. I had lunch with her once, in Hong Kong. Almost brought her in, too, before things went south. She hands the phone to Sherlock. John rises, circling around Sherlock's armchair to see the screen over his shoulder. John's eyes grow wide as he reads aloud. If you ever want to see Captain America's shield again, then send me Sherlock Holmes. John looks at Natasha in disbelief. She lowers into her chair again, leaning forward. It doesn't matter what resources I have, Mr. Holmes. She wants you. John knits his brow in confusion. I still don't understand. I thought Captain America made his opinion pretty clear when he destroyed those helicarriers. Why would you do anything to help him? She chuckles, a low hum in the back of her throat. As your friend so eloquently implied, she says, tilting her head at Sherlock. Not everything is as it seems. And so, here I am. She opens her palms in invitation. The greatest criminal wants to meet the greatest detective. We want Cap's shield back. What do you say? Sherlock's eyes glitter as he lifts his head to meet Natasha's. Yes, he says, grinning. I'll take the case. End of story. Thanks for listening.
Watch your back!